As you know, we like to play Max Richter on the program, and only this morning didn't we play Spring, which is Max and Vivaldi, of course, and my beautiful friend. And look at, haven't I Max on the line now? Max, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And welcome. I'm up to my eyes playing you on the radio, trying to keep you afloat, doing what we can for you.
That's very kind. No,
not at all, not at all. Listen, I see there's going to be a beautiful friend number three. There's going to be another one, so that's very good.
There is. We're just kind of getting started on that, and it's really wonderful, I've got to say.
Isn't that terrific? You must be thrilled. Because the music was so... Yeah, what I found interesting about that is the music, people really took to it and really loved it. And I think the music played a very important part in the whole production.
Well, it's such an amazing canvas, really, for music. And what a great piece of storytelling and writing it is. And, you know, those kids and those young actors, I mean, they are just extraordinary.
They really were.
It's a pleasure to be part of it, I got to say.
Glad that you are. Now, secondly, of course, you're onto your voices too. Hot at the heels of Ones this year, but you're here we are with a brand new album on Decca, and it's very dreamlike, my friend. It's very dreamlike.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I mean that's sort of the idea, really. Give us a space to dream about a possible future, maybe better times to come.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed for all of us in that regard. But of course, when I say dreamy, you're no stranger to the idea of people going asleep to your music, as you did some time ago, which was a great concept. We chatted about that at the time. Listen, talk to me about Voices too. It's beautiful, I have to tell you. It's absolutely beautiful. But give me a sense of what it's about, and I suppose compare it to Voices 1, because that really has to be done, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the first part of Voices is really all about the text of the Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights,
yes.
Which is this wonderful kind of pole star, kind of a document. And, you know, I wanted to shine a light on that text and write music to kind of, provide a space for us to reflect on it. And part two of the record is really, like you said, you know, it's a place to dream about possible future, a possible kind of next step. You know, we are where we are, and let's try and set out to make the future a bit brighter.
Well, what I found interesting was about it, I could imagine the music being used in some sort of space exploration film or documentary. It has that wonderful sense of space, of timelessness. I don't know, it just conjured up that image to me.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, finding space to reflect on things is kind of a challenge, you know, nowadays. I mean, our lives are very, very busy. We populate them with, all kinds of digital data and screen time. And, you know, that reflective sort of empty space is actually not that easy to come by.
Yes, yeah.
And I think a piece of music can do that. You know, it can open up that kind of a space for people. And certainly that's one of the things that I love about music, you know, just to kind of sink into it and just let your thoughts wander.
For sure. Well, this is a track from Voices 2. This is Mirrors. That's Mirrors. It's only a shorty, Max, that track, which is, again, fabulous. You used... Do I take it that this music was recorded around the same time as the first Voices, and then you added piano? Is that the impression? Am I right?
Yes. Most of it was made during the first sessions. I mean, there was always the idea to make a second part to the project.
Yeah.
And then during the lockdown, I recorded some small elements, you know, bits of piano and some of the solo strings and things like that. Yeah.
But it's true that you recorded them in Abbey Road, which would have been deserted.
Yeah, I did. Had this kind of spooky experience of being in the huge room of Abbey Road, which is me playing the piano. So normally there's sort of 100 people in there.
Right.
So it was kind of weird.
But it must have been very special. Can I presume that you were listening to, you were playing along almost with the music that was pre-recorded, am I right? That would be the way you would have done it? Or would you have played the pieces separately?
Yeah, some of the material some of it's overdubbed, but some of the, the solo piano is just me sitting in the room. You know,
but to be doing that in Abbey Road with nobody around, I was going to say, so many people not there, it must have been fantastic by the same token to let yourself go in that way.
Well, I mean, it's a very inspiring space, isn't it? I mean, it's one of the great, great recording studios of the world, and, you know, the history of music making, you know, both for me personally and just, you know, generally. I mean, it was opened by Edward Elgar, after all.
I know.
It's an incredible, incredible icon of a place.
Well, I thought it was hilarious. His pictures on, when you go upstairs, his pictures on the wall, and you go, oh, look, I know that face, it's Elgar. And suddenly there's a picture of Paul McCartney somewhere else. It's very strange.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Mm. I take it your picture is there now, Max. You left one, did you?
I severely doubt it. I don't know.
You've got to make sure of these things. There's a piece of music, a track on the album that we were taken with too, called Movement Study. Can you talk us through that? Because it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a kind of... I mean, a lot of the music on part two is a sort of new trip through the material of part one, in a way.
Yes.
So, you know, the whole project is... It's kind of... It takes the text out of the project and lets us kind of dream about the material, and the music itself sort of dreams about the material from the first part. It's a kind of a free association on the material of the first part.
Well, this is a longer piece now than Mirrors that we played earlier. This is Movement Study. The album is Voices 2 for Max Rich. So here it is. It's beautiful. it's that sense of being able to take time out of one's life, to put time aside. You really have to do that with this album, Max. There's no point in pretending otherwise. You won't be having this in the background while you're making your tea. This is something you need to sit with and let it wash over you, I think, seems to be the only way.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, I mean, for me, that's how I like to listen to music.
Yeah.
And, I think, you know, give it a moment, take a moment and pay attention to it. And, I think you get, in a way, you get more out of it that way for me personally. You know, I feel that too. You know, if I'm engaged with something, then, you know, I get more from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, you let yourself be taken in by the music and conjure up your own images, if you will. The idea of doing releasing this now, and you're right, in a world where everything is people are looking at their phone every 5 or 10 seconds to see who didn't call them and whatever, and the messages coming through and everything, it's very different to how we're living our lives or how we're going to live our lives again from once the whole lockdown thing is behind us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens next, you know. I mean, we were all sort of moving in one direction before lockdown, which was all about things sort of getting faster all the time.
And yes, yeah.
In a way, because lockdown has made us sort of work even more remotely and more digitally, it's kind of only turned that heat up in a way. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
That's right.
But definitely, I think, you know, creativity and music and art can sort of kind of help us get a bit of balance in our lives, I think.
Now, one thing I want to say to you is, and that is the idea of this being a live project. Voices was at the Barbican. So can Voices too have an outing, do you think?
Well, we're hoping to, yeah. I mean, you know, we've got tentative plans for live shows and then, of course, we cancel them like everyone does
at
the moment. But, I mean, we're hoping to play the first part of Voices in August at Crystal Palace Bowl, which is, fingers crossed, going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
And then, we'll see, you know, if we can play the whole piece or part two somewhere, then we will.
Oh, I think that'll be wonderful. Is it possible to tour it? Would you have an orchestra? Like, how would it be?
It's a bit of a monster, yeah. I mean, it's it's a 70-piece band, which, you know, it's not exactly COVID-friendly.
No. That's many, many coaches, many coaches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's probably 70 buses.
For ego purposes, But no, but that could be a nightmare. But it would be wonderful to be able to go and take a night and watch this and listen, obviously, but to watch it unfold in front of me. I think it'd be jeepers. I think that'd be terrific. It'd be a wonderful idea. Maybe bring it to Ireland. We'll be open slightly later than the UK, but still we'll be open in time. It'd be wonderful. It really would. But no, it's gorgeous. Now, we want to finish on the Mercy duet. I have to tell you, I think I've fallen in love with this piece of music. My friend and colleague was saying to me, Sinead, is there a bit of Bach in there?
Well, there's a bit of Bach everywhere, isn't there?
Ah, well, there you go. If it's not Vivaldi, it'll be Bach. go on.
Yeah, he wrote the book, didn't he, really?
Yeah, well, there you are. Yeah. So it's very possible there could be a little piece that may well be in the middle of it somewhere. We'll say no more. Listen, it's been a joy. Max, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a beautiful piece of work and many congratulations on it. And I still have this vision of you with the other music going on around you, already recorded, and you alone at a piano in Abbey Road. I think that's the image I'm taking out from this one, but it's wonderful. And congratulations to you again. And keep well. Voices too it is for Max Richter. And we're going to finish with the Mercy duet. God bless you, my friend. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's called Mercy Duet. Music from Max Richter this morning. Lovely to talk to him. And thank you for your, all your texts and emails on him. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Such a treat. Amazing composer. Love his music. Soothing after a night on call, I can tell you, says the hard-working Valerie in Glasnevin. Loving that beautiful music. I feel like I'm swimming underwater, says Catherine. And such a pleasure to listen to him, Marcella from Galway City. Boys of Two. It's wonderful. That's a lot. God bless you. Till tomorrow. Oh.